You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, it's often said that procurement and supply chain management is the backbone of any successful organization. And in 2025, that backbone is getting stronger, it's getting smarter and more strategic, thanks in part to the work of CIPS, that's the Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply. With a global membership of professionals and a mission to drive positive change, the organization is now hosting its Connect and Engage conference and awards. It's a landmark event that aims to elevate the profession, spark innovation, and recognize excellence. And in that respect now, I'm in conversation with Craig O'Flaherty, who's head of CIPS for Business, to talk about the power of procurement, the big themes at this year's event, and why it is potentially a critical moment for the industry. Craig, a very warm welcome, and maybe the big picture first. We talk about procurement having its moment on the global business stage. What does that mean?
Thanks very much, Jeremy. Well, one of the things that you would have seen in the last couple of years is that procurement has definitely changed from being an operational or tactical role or function into being far more of a strategic function. And that was brought about not only by COVID and the Zondo Commission, but obviously more lately by some of the geopolitical risks and the tariffs and things like that. So what you're seeing is that procurement and supply chain professionals are having to transition as well rapidly. They're needing to be innovative. They're needing to be agile. They're needing to actually deliver value far greater than just the cost saving or the purchasing that they were doing previously, but actually adding strategic value to the organization as a collective.
I understand the agility, but how does a procurement manager become more innovative?
One of the ways that procurement executives or professionals can become more agile and innovative is to actually upskill and to develop the technical knowledge that they required from a day-to-day basis. So one of the things that they're able to do is obviously engage with an organization like CIPS or SIPS. We're a global organization, 60,000 members across 150 countries. And we set the standard when it comes to procurement and supply. So we help those public and private sector organizations and individuals to improve their technical skills, improve their leadership, their influencing, their consulting skills, to be able to actually take a seat at the executive table and to be able to contribute far more significantly to the strategic conversations that are taking place within an organization.
And in that respect, the theme this year is connect and engage. What does that really mean, though, in practical day-to-day procurement?
So in practical terms, I think that the biggest thing is to make sure that from a collaboration perspective, professionals are coming together. No single professional or organization has all of the answers. So it's very important for practitioners and professionals from all different industries, all different sectors, geographies to come together to share global best practice and some of the innovative ideas and solutions that they're implementing, whether that be in the technology space, in the AI space, from a team development perspective. Those are all absolutely critical. And coming together at an event like Connect and Engage gives all of our procurement and supply chain professionals across the region that opportunity to learn from other organizations and individuals that have experienced difficulties and have actually succeeded in coming up with solutions for them, and also to try and make sure that they're able to implement that global best practice that we talk of.
I would contend that in the past, procurement has maybe been seen purely as a cost-driven process. You're talking about changing the perception to be more strategic and to be more sustainable, I guess. How difficult is it to turn that ship around?
It's not easy. It is quite difficult for organizations because typically procurement and supply has been a support function for many, many years. But as I mentioned, as a result of COVID, the Zondo Commission, and obviously some of the risks that we're now facing, procurement has transitioned. And a lot of executives, I think if you asked many of the executives from JSE-listed companies and private sector and public sector organizations, if they actually knew who the CPO was 5 years ago, they might actually not have known. But right now, I can guarantee you that they know exactly who the CPO is or who the supply chain manager is. And that individual has been elevated significantly within the organization to actually support the executives to make sure that they make a meaningful contribution.
Not only do they know their name, but where they park their car underground and where their office is as well, I imagine. Craig, what kind of professionals and leaders should be attending this event then? And what do you hope they'll walk away with?
This event is specifically for procurement and supply chain professionals, but it's not exclusively for them because, as I mentioned, if you're an executive in the C-suite, it would be extremely interesting and beneficial for you to attend the Connect and Engage conference to hear a little bit more about what the procurement and supply chain professionals within your organization are having to contend with, some of the things that they're having to look at and take advantage of in order to actually drive that long-term sustainable benefit to the organization.
And can you give us a sneak peek perhaps into one or two of the keynote speakers or sessions that that you're particularly excited about?
So when it comes to the speakers, we haven't confirmed the final lineup for the actual conference, so that will be made public in due course. But when it comes to the topics and the discussions, obviously with all of the geopolitical risk, we are looking at resilience. We're looking at risks specifically within our region, also driving trade and sustainability across the African region to make sure that we are not reliant on one market or a particular client or supplier in an instance. But we are also looking at some of the technology and the AI that we have seen in recent years that's making a significant impact globally. So there'll be a lot of sessions, a lot of discussions, panel speakers that are going to be talking and sharing best practice when it comes to technology and AI, not just from a procurement and supply chain perspective, but also warehousing, logistics. So those are some of the topics that will be discussed. And obviously, we are expecting a lot of individuals, not only from the SIPS community, but also individuals that are interested in how procurement and supply could add value to the organization.
And Craig, very quickly, talking about best practice, the awards that at this year's event, I would imagine, will elevate and recognize that impact that you spoke about earlier of professionals in the business.
Absolutely. There will be an awards evening on the second evening, and that is really to showcase some of the fantastic work that procurement and supply chain individuals and organizations have been doing in the last year. So things like risk and resilience, best sustainability project, ethics, best use of technology or AI. Those are just some of the topics or some of the awards that will be presented. We have individual awards as well for top leader, young talent. There's also a new award this year, which is specifically for women in procurement. So She Inspires, and really that's about recognizing the contribution that women are making within procurement and supply as well.
Let us not underestimate the importance of the discipline. That is Craig O'Flaherty. Thank you very much indeed from the Chartered Institute of Procurement and Supply.